Great Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and thanks for joining. We all know the kinds of problems that we have in the city of Detroit with gun violence. They aren't new. They are intensifying. And if you watch the news almost any week here in the city, you see the evidence of it all the time. It comes up time and time again. But recently, after six shootings that happened on the same weekend here in the city of Detroit, people started to pay maybe a little more attention. And we've got some new ideas on the table about how to deal with it. Some city council members, for instance, are now pushing to institute gun-free zones in places like Greektown, along the riverfront, at Hart Plaza, and at Spirit Plaza. Places where we gather together as Detroiters. Places that mean a lot, not just to people who live here in the city, but also to people who visit the city. And it's especially important to keep those places safe for the number of young people who go to those places. If you spend any time in those places on the weekends, you know the city's youth really see those as magnets almost for their attention, places that they go for entertainment. So to talk about this proposed ordinance and what she thinks it would accomplish, we have Detroit City Council member Mary Waters here. She has been spearheading this effort to pass this gun-free zone ordinance. Mary, welcome to Detroit Today.
Well, thank you, and good morning, and yes. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Yes, it's been a long time. It's nice to have you here.
It's been a minute, yes.
So let's talk about this. Why do you think we need gun-free zones in the city, and how does that work? I think a lot of people don't really understand what that means, so explain it to them.
All right, okay, so thank you. But you sort of summed it up yourself. It's about safety. It's about protecting citizens, those who live here and those who are visiting. It's about saving lives. That's what this is all about. Anytime that you have a significant number of people who gather in public places, and if they're all armed, something is likely to happen. Not necessarily, but it's a very strong possibility. Because why? People tend to just get upset when they're in crowds. They become irritated. And when you are there and you are armed and you start pulling your gun out, because, you know, people don't settle disputes anymore now with conversation or anything. The first thing that they want to do is pull out a gun. That's how they resolve things. So then you have children who are trying to enjoy the downtown area, the riverfront and Greektown and Hart Plaza. You have senior citizens who are trying to enjoy it. A number of people who just want a safe place that they can enjoy themselves. But yet we have a certain group of people who want to come down and spoil all of that. So we're just saying, we are asking you leave your guns at home when you come down. If we have a crowd that say over a certain amount, and we'll be able to determine that both along with the police department and along with council members and the mayor's office, we will work together to decide which specific areas are to be designated as gun-free zones. I think we have a pretty good idea what those are, and we've cited some of those in the resolution that we offered. But we have to agree on it as a city. And so we targeted various geographic areas so that we can help save lives. And that's what this is all about. And for people to say otherwise, we're not asking to take your guns. We're not even infringing on your Second Amendment rights. We are saying, help us to keep people safe when they are in crowded areas.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying to people who say, okay, well, let's create a gun-free zone, and people who follow the law, who do what they're supposed to do, won't bring guns, but we know that a lot of the people who have guns and who use them in inappropriate ways in the city, they don't follow the law anyway, so it won't have any effect on them or their behavior.
Well,
how do you answer that?
We'll have some police officer there to make sure. And if they are there with illegal guns, they're going to be caught. They're going to be stopped. They're going to be prosecuted accordingly.
So what would the penalty be for having a gun in these gun-free
zones? Well, what's the penalty now? And especially if you have an illegal
gun. If you have an illegal weapon, right.
If you have an illegal, well, so that's pretty set. We have to work out all of the details. I know we have CPL holders who says we're responsible gun owners. I mean, that's what they say. But the most reasonable person, if you're carrying a gun, sometimes when you get heated, you will use it. And I'm going to give you an example. I was talking with someone just a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. They are a licensed CPL carrier, trained, in fact, by the police department. Someone started to walk up on them. The person was pretty excited, wanted to tell them something. And he says, Mary, I don't even carry my gun anymore. He says, because you know why? I almost shot somebody. And it was real innocent. The guy was just trying to say, well, I think I know your brother or whatever, something like that, mm-hmm. you know. And he says, and it really scared me because I could have taken a life just being suspicious. And sometimes, you know, people in crowds, somebody step on their toes, they think somebody's cutting a line, all of those kinds of things. I am calling on people, help us Detroiters, help us visitors to save lives. That's what this is all about. Nothing else. Nothing about infringing on your Second Amendment rights. And there are some who are spreading those rumors. They are not true. Do not listen to them.
I mean, there's a lot of people who are saying, for instance, that this is one step, right? And that, you know, there will be other things that come behind it. I mean, people who are Second Amendment enthusiasts always get very nervous when the government starts to say, well, we're gonna regulate that right that you have to
okay,
have that fire.
Well, Stephen, let me remind them. You know, the same people, the NRA types and those folks, they go into Ford Field. They go into Little Caesars Arena.
Can't have a gun there.
You cannot have guns there. And in fact, those facilities are actually owned by authorities. So I'm not sure how private they actually are. We're doing some research on it because we want to make sure that we provide accurate information for people. But you do it anyway, and you leave your guns at home because that's where you want to be. We're saying the same thing. If you want to come down on the riverfront and in various areas and it's crowded, mm-hmm. don't bring your guns. We don't want to take your guns. That's not what this is about. I cannot be clearer. Respect us. You see, Stephen, black people are dying.
Yes.
Black people are doing the killing. And black leadership is not standing up enough to try and fix it. This is what's happening. And so I'm out here, and it's a very strong stance because, you know, they're the NRA folks, the types who are trying to bully me. They're literally trying to bully me. I'm not aggressive. Going to be bullied.
Yeah.
I'm a breast cancer survivor. I fought that. I'm going to fight back with them because calling me a racist, because I want to do something to save my people, to stop the killing, I'm begging these young people, these young black people, put your guns away. What happened with the old fist fight?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just fight it out. Don't take a life.
So talk a little, though, about the broader problem here. And there are some people who say that's just as important as dealing with guns in it, and we don't have to determine that or not. I mean, I would disagree. I think the gun problem is priority, but we do have other problems. We do have, a culture in this city that does not value, I think, black life the way mm-hmm. it should. It doesn't mm-hmm. value young lives mm-hmm. the way it should, and that drives the violence and the death, in really important ways as well.
And it breaks my heart. It does. What happened to people just saying that a life is important, valuing life? Family structures are broken. They are broken. And we know that, you know, that there's systemic racism, all of those things that have happened to put people, I don't know why, and people are so angry. We've got mental illness that we have to address. All of these are underlying causes. And when you don't value your life, you're not likely to value anybody else's life.
Absolutely.
And these are the kinds of things. And of course, those just are citing a few things. But I think if parents do not step up and say to your children, you're not going to leave here. You're not going to be violent when I allow you to step outside, when I allow you to go to the riverfront, when I allow you to go to Hart Plaza, you're not going to get out there and commit all of this violence. Check their rooms out. See what's going on with them. Talk with your children. We want to save their life, too, and we don't want them to take another life.
Yeah. I'm talking with City Council member Mary Waters. She's an at-large member of the City Council here in Detroit. She has proposed an ordinance that would establish gun-free zones in certain areas where people gather in and around downtown. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call. Let us know what you think of the idea of gun-free zones. Do you like that idea? Do you think it would slow some of the really awful gun violence that we're living with right now in Detroit? Or do you think it goes too far and doesn't respect people's Second Amendment rights? As always, the number here on the phones is 313-577-1019. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today. Mary, what's the next step for this ordinance?
Stephen, you know, I've got to go back to this Second Amendment right once again. Because right now, I mean, if they want to use that and say that what I'm proposing with this resolution and asking the state legislature to grant us the authority to do so, right? Now, if they're saying that this infringes on their Second Amendment rights, then I need them to go over there and have a conversation at Ford Field, Little Caesars Arena, Comerica Park.
I think those are great examples, right? There
yes.
are places and they are
There are
public.
Schools, there are churches, yeah. there are right. airports. There are a lot of places.
Where you cannot have a gun.
You cannot have a gun. So what we're saying is that if we have a crowd over a certain number of people, we want it to be gun-free so that we can protect people. We can protect our babies. We can protect, you know, most of the people says, well, you know, I'm a responsible gun owner. I have a CPL. Well, what type of training did you receive? You are trained to shoot at, what, black silhouettes.
Yeah.
You are
it's
not trained.
It
is so extremely different in the world. You get anxious when you're out. You're angry, you see. And then there you are killing up innocent bystanders. I don't care what people say. You are not trained to do that when you're in a crowd of people. You just aren't.
Yeah. Let's talk about what the next steps are for this ordinance. As you point out, it would need approval from the state. So how do you get that?
Well. Listen, I am pretty excited. I recently learned that Senator Jeff Irwin out of Ann Arbor,
sure.
has introduced a bill, Senate Bill 208, which will help us to get there. The legislature should pass it. And that would be basically repealing Public Act 319 of 1990 so that cities, municipalities can govern themselves as it relates to gun free zones. Because you see, in 1990, that prevented it.
Right. It prevented the people from being able to do it, cities from being able
to do that, yes. Yeah. And so I am so excited. The bill was co-sponsored by Senator Stephanie Chang, also by Senator Moss. There are a number of people who co-sponsored this particular bill. So this will certainly help municipalities. Give them that authority that they need, an opportunity to opt in so that they can save lives. And so I'm pretty excited about that. And we are sending a resolution to them saying, listen, we support this. We are eager that the state legislature pass this. And that's going to be fantastic and very, very helpful for us.
Okay. All right, Mary Waters, at-large member of the Detroit City Council. Great to see you, and thanks for coming in to talk about this idea of gun-free zones.
All right, and thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, that is going to do it for us today here on Detroit Today. We'll be back tomorrow with great programming. Remember, if you like the show, if you get a lot out of it, share it with your friends and your family, your neighbors. We love every member of this community, and we want everyone to take part. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.